Practice Paper 3. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the passage below and then answer questions 1 through 6. France's pro pet hotels are dog's best friend. Games in the garden, personal trainers, behavioral psychologists, massage therapists, beauticians, healthy food, custom-made beds covered in fake fur, are all just part of the pampering of clients at the Trianon Palace Hotel on the edge of Versailles in France. There is nothing very exceptional here, except that these clients are not people. They are dogs. As part of a package to attract customers, particularly rich Americans who will travel only with their four-legged friends, the newly renovated four-star hotel is now offering a $400 a night Heavenly Pets package. For that price, the dog and its owner receive a deluxe double room including breakfast. For the dogs, there is a choice of four round-the-clock room service menus at $17 each. As part of the VIP, very important pet, welcome at the Trianon Palace Hotel, a selection of doggy toiletries is included. Doggy shampoo, cleansing wipes, even a doggy perfume called Oh My Dog. Dogs can enjoy the washing and grooming of their fur by specialists and walks in the gardens. A psychologist is available to help you understand and better communicate with your dog. An exercise course designed to increase the dog's flexibility is offered in the gardens. Dogs, however, are not invited into the humans-only spa. But the manager of the hotel said that nothing can compare to what he experienced in the United States, where he was required to organize a doggy birthday party every year for 150 guests. The dog would actually sit at the dining table with its owners, he recalled. How unusual is the Trianon Palace Hotel in Versailles? Well, France has long been a country where dogs have a special status. The 8.8 million dogs that live there are free to ride public transportation and are warmly welcomed in restaurants. At a well-known veterinary school outside Paris, animal medicine students can even take a special course in dog psychiatry. But a luxury hotel?
Questions. Answer questions 1 through 6 according to the context of the passage. 1. Why is the Trianon Palace Hotel offering the Heavenly Pets package? Give one reason according to lines 7 through 9. 2. The writer's attitude towards the Trianon Palace Hotel's policy is 1. It's ridiculous. 2. It's a very good idea. 3. We can't know. 4. It's quite normal. 3. A. Are the services offered at this hotel only for dogs? Yes, no. Circle the correct answer. B. Support your answer with information from the text. 4. What are trainers, psychologists, therapists, and beauticians mentioned in the first paragraph examples of? 5. A. According to the manager of the Trianon Palace Hotel, what is even more unusual than the services his hotel offers? B. What information in the text helped you answer this question? 6. Would a dog owner living in Paris feel comfortable taking his/her dog with him/her if he/she wanted to go out for the evening? Explain your answer. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. You are about to hear the text spoken twice. Before the first broadcast, you may look at the questions. You may start answering the questions after the first reading. Answer the questions according to the context of the passage you have just heard. Fill in the correct answer or circle the number of the most suitable answer given. The Spanish Flu. 1. What happened in the autumn of 1918? 1. People found many graves. 2. Many millions of people died from the Spanish Flu. 3. Many Americans were killed in World War I. 4. The Hong Kong Flu broke out in America. 2. How did the Spanish Flu spread? Circle the correct answers. A. By ship. B. By car. C. By bus. D. By train. 3. The number of Americans who died from the Spanish Flu was higher than, almost as high as, that of Americans killed in World War I. Circle the correct answer. 4. In what years were the following outbreaks of deadly flu? The Hong Kong flu. The Asian flu. 5. Why does a group of scientists want to dig up the bodies of 7 miners? 1. They are in a mining town on a Norwegian island. 2. They are 800 miles from the North Pole. 3. They want to see the miners' bodies as they are well preserved. 4. They want to study samples of the deadly virus that caused the Spanish flu. 6. This scientific project is dangerous because 1. The scientists will leave the bodies in their graves. 2. Autopsies will be done. 3. The deadly virus might be alive. 4. The scientists need to wear spacesuits so people will think they are making a film.